Sister Zinghi may have formed impressions about the patterns in the data for her patients based on her extensive experience and familiarity with her patients. For example, she may be able to say, male HIV patients come to our clinic tend to have lower CD4 counts when first seeking treatment, while female HIV patients tend to have higher CD4 counts when first seeking treatment. Or, it's rare that babies are born with low birth weight, and the problem is most common among babies with preterm birth. She may also be able to recall or look up the CD4 counts or birth weights of the most recent patients she has seen. However, to put specific numbers to her impressions and to form a quantitative summary for a large group of patients, she will need to analyze and summarize the quantitative data. Graphs, tables, and other ways of summarizing the data can help Sister Zinghi to identify meaningful patterns. Let's learn more about how to work with the data to summarize it.